Thank you for holding for me. My name is Kenesha. If you will allow me a brief moment to locate the account here for you, please.
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem. You're welcome. May I have the name listed on the account?
Consuelo Campbell.
For security purposes, may I have you to verify the address, please?
I didn't verify it before. This is, okay, let me explain something before we go forward. I have a charge on this for 49-something that I didn't do.
And I understand that. So this is the proper protocol and procedures to verify you. If it's okay, if you could verify the address that's listed on the account.
But I never gave my address in the first place is what I'm trying to explain.
Okay. So
that's what I need you to understand is I never gave my address in the first place. And the previous lady, baby, if you don't let me talk, then you won't understand what I'm fully trying to say.
I still need you to verify the address. We would still need you to verify the address.
Can you verify my email instead?
No, ma'am. I would need you to verify the address for me in order for you to report this as fraudulent.
Did you say your name was, what did you say your name was, please?
Kenesha.
Kenesha, can I please speak to a supervisor? That's all
sure.
I want. Thank you. I don't want to give my address to somebody that I don't even want to have my information. The hell? I don't understand. And then no compassion with these customer service. You're supposed to listen to your client before you go off. And I'm not even your client. But all that over-talking me and yelling and going on is not cool. Kenesha, I'm sure your stamp is on this phone call. Thank you for holding for me, ma'am. I do have a supervisor available for you. I'm connecting you over now. Thank you.